call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. The person you have called is not available right now, but you may leave a message after the tone. What am I doing? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not sure why I'm calling you. I just felt like I should, so I guess I will. I had a weird interaction today. My professor in my cultural studies class, he was, I don't know why I'm saying this, but he was looking at me. It's not unusual. A lot of guys look at me. It's normal. I mean, it's creepy, but that's how it is. That's just what it's like being a woman sometimes. There was something about the professor's eyes, though. Like, he saw me. He saw right through me. Like he knew me inside and out, and I don't know. It's stupid. I don't know. It kind of freaked me out. He's just my professor, and it was probably nothing. I don't know why I'm calling. I'm sorry to bother you. I think I better go. Okay. Hello again. So, I had my cultural studies class again today. I was really nervous going in. I don't know why. I think there's just something about my professor. He looked at me again. I mean, of course he did. I'm a student in his class, but it's more than that. His eyes just, it's like they're digging into me or something. Like, they see something inside of me, and I just don't know what it is. It's really creepy. I think maybe I should drop the class. Is that dumb? Maybe I should just talk to the dean. I don't know what I'd say, though. Please help me, sir. My professor's looking at me. I guess not. Why am I telling you this? So, my professor talked to me today. He talked to me. I mean, it was nothing. He just said good afternoon, and he looked at me with those amazing eyes. Those beautiful blue eyes. I can't explain it. I just about fell out of my chair. I was so nervous. I felt this, like, buzz in my head. I just giggled back at him. I don't know. I just giggled like a schoolgirl with a crush. I was so stupid. I felt so dumb. Like, I didn't know what to say. Everyone in the lecture hall kind of just laughed at me. Especially that weird guy who wears glasses and always sits a couple rows behind me. I wish he wouldn't sit there. I just always feel like he's looking at me. Did I tell you he walked down the row in front of me the other day and stopped and tried to give me his phone number? I remember because that was the same moment when the professor first looked at me. I remember feeling really weird, like that buzz in my head. Ugh, God. I'll never forget the professor's eyes. Anyway, I threw that guy's number away. He was a creep. It's so weird. I like it when my professor looks at me. Is that bad? It feels kind of bad. I mean, I kind of hate it, too, when he looks at me. I feel dirty. Like he can see what I'm thinking. I hate it. It feels like he's in my head. I wish I could just forget about it. But I can't. It's so weird. I can't stop thinking about him. My professor, I swear, whenever he looks at me, I want to do things to myself. Dirty things. I want to touch myself right there in class. I get so horny and I can't help it. What's happening to me? And that guy? The one who always sits behind me? The one who tried to give me his number? I think he sees it too. I think he knows. He's always looking at me. He tries to hide it by looking away when I catch him, but I always see him. I think he knows about the buzzing. I hate it. I don't know what's happening. It's uncomfortable. It's humiliating, and I can't do anything about it. My panties were actually wet after class. What am I saying? Why am I saying this? I don't know why I keep calling. I'm sorry. I just needed to talk to someone. I'm in my bed. I'm touching myself. I don't know why I'm so horny. I'm so wet. When he looks at me, I feel so, so dirty. I feel disgusting, like I'm nothing but a pretty doll. Something to look at. Something men look at to get hard. I feel like I feel like a thing. And I hate it. I hate it. It's disgusting. I have to stop. I have to stop doing this to myself. Why am I like this? What's happening to me? Okay. I came. I feel better. I feel better. But I think I hate myself. It's disgusting. What I was just thinking about when I came. Why I was touching in the first place. I don't want to talk about it. My roommate gave me this look this morning. She wouldn't talk to me. I think she heard me. I think she heard what I did last night in my room. What I said. You should have seen the look on her face. She looked disgusted. Like she had just smelled a skunk. God, what's wrong with me? I have to go to class and I'm going to see him again. Jesus, I just took a shower and I'm already wet again. I just want to touch myself. God, I don't want to say it. I have to go. I did something really bad in class today. I moved to the back row in the lecture hall, against the wall. I sat in the back, so that I was behind that disgusting, creepy guy. I had my book open, and Professor was lecturing, and he looked at me again. I just had to touch myself. I had to touch my cunt. My hand was under my desk, rubbing my pussy, and he made eye contact with me. I don't think he saw me when I spread my legs. I couldn't help it. I just did it. And I think he couldn't see past the row of chairs in front of me, but still, I watched him. Oh, God. I felt like a piece of meat on display for a carnivore. I wanted him to see me. I wanted him to fuck me. All I could think about was what his cock, his warm, hard cock, what it would taste like, what it would look like, and what it would feel like where my fingers were. I felt so stupid. I felt so stupid touching myself in the middle of class like that. So I stopped. I forced myself to stop. My fingers were soaked. And I could smell myself on them for the rest of class. I felt like... Oh. I felt like such a slut. I don't think anyone saw. I no one noticed, but I also hoped they did. I think... I could have gotten into so much trouble. Oh, I don't know what to do. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I just masturbated again. It's like the 7th time today. I feel better now. It seems like I feel better right after I masturbate, but I want a real cock so bad. I want his cock. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying so hard. But I don't know how much I can take. Sometimes I feel like my mind is going. Like, I can't think. Like, I just want to fuck. I just want to fuck. And when I go to class, and Professor looks at me, I just wanna be his slut. I wanna be his whore. I want him to fuck me. I want him to use me. I want him to call me names. Nasty, disgusting names. I want him to tell me what I am. His fuckhole. Oh God. I hate myself. I hate myself. Oh no. I'm worried that the next time I see him, I'll do something crazy. Can you help me, please? Please, can you help me? I don't know who you are, and I don't know why I call you or why I have this number, but there must be a reason. Can you help me? Please, I went to the doctor and he just gave me some pamphlets and told me to masturbate to release tension. He thinks it's my head, like I have a fucking crush or something. He doesn't understand. My roommate, she called me a dumb slut this morning, and the thing is, I think she's right. A dumb, worthless, fucking slut. Oh, fuck. That's all I am. Fuck. Fuck, no. Here I go again. I'm afraid I'm gonna do something bad. Really bad. Can you help me? I feel like I'm losing my mind. Please. Choke me. Pull my hair. Oh, come on my face. I'm a dumb slut. dumb slut. I am a dumb slut. I'm 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 a dumb slut.
Miss Richards.
Oh, I'm a dumb slut. Oh my god, I'm a dumb slut. Oh
Miss Richards.
Oh god.
Hey, are you okay? Hey, calm down. Calm down, you're all right. Jesus, I can see everything. Sir, there's something wrong with her. She needs some help.
All right, let's get her an ambulance or something. Samantha, can you call 911, please?
Of course, Professor. Just a second.
Okay, let me take your phone, okay? Let me take your phone. Give me your phone. Shh, no, it's okay, just give me your phone. Come on. Professor, it's really bad. She, come on, let me have your phone. There you go, come on, here you go.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. The person you have called is not available right now, but you may leave a message after the tone. I'm in the hospital. They gave me back my phone, finally. I feel okay right now. They have me on some drugs. I don't know what they are, but they're helping. I know what I did, and now I know what you did too. I know who you are. They told me not to call you again. They tried to erase your number from my phone, but I remember it. I wanted you to know that I know what you did. You're a monster. How could you? I know that you're a grad student in the neurology department. I know that you had access to some kind of secret project designed to remotely alter brain structure, and I know that you're such a sick fuck that you wanted to experiment with it. You wanted to see if you could use it to turn a girl into your sex slave, into your mindless, cock-obsessed little fuckhole. You remembered me from class, and you liked the way I looked, so you tried to use it on me. Isn't that right? But you screwed up, didn't you? You had no idea what you were doing. Instead of your slave, you turned me into the professor's slave. He didn't even know it. You fucked my head and turned me into this slut. You even hardwired your phone number into my brain somehow, so I would call you when I came around to needing you so bad I couldn't help it anymore. But then, when you realized how badly you screwed up, instead of doing something about it while there was still time, you just unzipped your pants and watched the show, didn't you? Like I was an experiment, a guinea pig. You watched me in class. You listened to the phone messages I left you, and you probably jerked off and laughed when you realized what you'd done to me. Didn't you? Ha ha. Look at the dumb, desperate slut. Isn't she funny? The doctors tell me I'll never be the same. They tell me what you did to me can't be undone. I'm going to be on these fucking psychotropic drugs for the rest of my life, thanks to you. Without them, I'll turn into a brainless, cock-obsessed little whore who gets off to being treated like trash. I'm sure that just turns you on. I'm sure you're just jacking off, thinking about that, aren't you? Huh? What you did to me. Fuck you. The professor was so nice. He was so good to me at the hospital, and all I wanted was for him to rape me. Whenever I see him, I lose my mind. I can't ever see him again. I'll never be the same. I'll never be normal. I hope you're happy. I hope you come really hard thinking about what you did. Get it out of your system, because they're coming for you. And I don't mean the cops. Do you understand me? I didn't ask them to. I just want this to be over, but they're coming. And they're going to find you. And when they do, I don't know what they'll do to your brain. So, all I'm saying is, you might want to turn yourself in, okay? I wouldn't wish this on anyone. Not even you. I need another pill. Nurse, can I get another pill, please? Okay. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't be on the phone. I'll get off. Thank you. Well, I don't have anything else to say to you. So goodbye, asshole.